Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss.
Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories that Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on August 6, 2016 at the Peace Farm in Missoula, Montana. Seven storytellers shared their story based on the theme, That's Not How It Happened. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from Mark Moss, Hey, That's Me, and is titled Parked Car. Thanks for listening.
I was so nervous. My girlfriend she's like a sophomore in college, and I'm 17. And I don't know how many of you are Catholic, right? But on Easter Sunday is when, like, everybody who used to be Catholic comes to Mass. And my girlfriend, she reads the Bible, you know, at church. There's two readings in a Catholic Mass. There's the first reading, the second reading, and then the third one is the gospel, and the priest takes care of the gospel reading. So Michelle, for years, has read from the Bible, and she convinced me that on Easter Sunday, it was my turn to debut as a guy who does one of the readings. And so I'm super nervous because I've never talked in front of a large group of people, maybe not even more than 15 people. And I'm also really nervous because after Mass, I have to go to her house and meet her entire family for the first time. She's a good Catholic girl, right? And her entire family is Karen and Cindy and I can't remember. She's got like five brothers and sisters and a bunch of brother-in-laws and all these nephews and nieces. And so I'm not only nervous about being at church, but I'm also nervous about meeting the family. And so I finished the reading. I don't remember what the sermon was. The other thing that you need to know about this day is I also was driving a car that I bought with my own money, my first car. It was a 1978 Datsun 510. Some of you know what this car looks like. It's a beater. I think I paid $800 for it with money that I saved for my paper route. And I had to get a loan. I could have bought it for cash, but my dad said, you need to build up your credit, so you should take out a loan and just pay it off on time. And I always try to do what my dad says because I want to make him proud. And so I have this car, I'm making payments on it, and it's raining. Remember what it was doing here in Missoula about 2 hours ago? Yeah, it was doing that. It was pouring down rain. I get out of church. I look around. I see all my friends. They're like watching me go to my car. I'm like, yeah, I got a car. But I'm really thinking, what am I going to say to Captain Anderson, her dad? What am I going to say to her mom? She wants me to call them mom and dad. We've only been dating for like 4 months. I'm not going to call him that. I end up calling him that. But not that day, because what I'm thinking about is, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? And I'm getting in my car, and it's raining, and I'm looking around, and you know that smell of rain? I can smell that. And I'm trying to relax. I'm trying to breathe. Just breathe. And I get in the car, and I look both ways, and there's a parked car over here, and there's like a kind of a curve corner, and there's nothing over there. I can't see anything at all over there. And I have to turn left. And so I look again, and that parked car is still there, and I turn left. And that parked car is actually going about 40 miles an hour. And smashes into me, T-bones me, and bends my car into an L shape. And my car spins around in the road, ends up in the other lane going the wrong way. And my dad's a cop, too. So I'm thinking, oh, great. Now the entire police force is going to know what happened. This is awful. This is the worst thing that could happen ever. And so I'm standing in the rain, totally soaked, waiting for the police to come. No one around is coming to help me or like let me sit in their car out of the rain. They're all staring at me and getting in their car and driving off to their Easter dinner. And I told my parents, like, I don't need you guys. I'm driving over to Michelle's house. I don't need you. You can just go home. And so now I'm standing out in front of my wrecked car, staring at it, not knowing what to do. And so the guy who hit me stopped, pulled over. He comes over. This is way in the days before cell phones. And he wants to see my insurance papers. And I'm like, you want to see my insurance papers? You hit me, pal. And so I go get my insurance papers, and he's writing down all the information. I said, well, I want to see yours too. And he's like, okay. And so he goes and he gets mine. We're exchanging information. The police show up. And I know everybody on the force at the time. It was Officer Tom Tomlinson that showed up. And he's like, Mark, this is awful. And I said, I know, right? And I'm trying not to cry, right? I know that no one would notice because it's raining so hard. No one would care. And he says, you know, you should get out of the rain. Just go sit in the car and I'll be right with you. And so I'm like, is it open? He's like, yeah. So I open the car, shut the door. Well, if you've ever been in the back of a police car, you can't get out from the back. So I'm sitting in the back of the police car going, well, this is great. And in the old days, they had, I haven't been in the back of a police car anytime recently, so I don't know what it looks like now. But I know it isn't this. They had waffle gates, like that you put in the back of your Subaru so your dog doesn't get in the front. It's like that. And my dad used to tell me stories about prisoners who were being real jerks and spitting and calling him names. He would pretend to see a cat in the road and like slam on the brakes. They'd have a waffle face. So I'm like hanging onto this gate, looking out the window at the rain coming down. Tom Thompson gets back in the car, and the guy who hit me drives away. And I'm going, where's he going? He's like, how did this happen? So I explain everything, how it happened. Like, this parked car hit me. He's like, that's not how it happened at all. The car wasn't parked. I said, well, it sure looked like it to me. He's like, you need to pay better attention. And I'm like, why am I all of a sudden a victim here? He hears my story. He writes it all down. And while he's writing it all down, my dad walks past the cruiser, and he sees me in the back seat. And I put my head on the windshield, like, trying not to look at him. And he, like, taps on the windshield. And he just does this with his hands. He does the I love you sign. And I start to cry.
Thanks, Mark Moss. Hey, that's me. Hey, after graduating from Kent State University in 1995, armed with an English degree and teaching certifications, I moved west to teach in the world's best classroom, Yellowstone National Park. I stumbled into Missoula some 7 seasons later and founded Tell Us Something in December of 2011. I live on Missoula's north side with the true force behind Tell Us Something, my wife and best friend, Joyce, along with our 2 kittens, Margaret and Frida. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story. And to learn more, tellussomething.org. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Top Hat Lounge. Bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat hosts a variety of Montana-based artists and has become a destination for national touring musicians. In addition to great music, the Top Hat hosts comedy shows, film, and performance art. The Top Hat also offers a unique dining experience centered around local house-made ingredients. Dining made different. Check out their menu and event schedule at TopHatLounge.com. The Wilma. A locally owned and independently operated venue, the Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, the Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, the Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now it is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building. Check out the event schedule at thewilma.com. CabinetParts.com, the number one source for cabinet hardware since 1997. Anyone searching for the best kitchen cabinet hardware at a great price needs to go to CabinetParts.com. CabinetParts.com, in business since 1997, combines knowledgeable hardware specialists with the best online shopping experience worldwide.
With fast and easy ordering, free hinge matching service, and same-day shipping, CabinetParts.com is the direct source for all of your cabinet hardware needs. Missoula Broadcasting Company, which includes the Trail 103.3, Missoula's quality rock, and part of our unique Western Montana community, featuring local DJs who love Missoula and know their music, Jack FM, playing what they want, U 104.5 FM. Finally, a radio station for you. UFM keeps every listener happy and upbeat with a fun mix of top 40 favorites and upbeat alt-pop gems. And ESPN 102.9, KKVU HD4, focusing on city, state, and regional sports, giving exposure and insight to teams and athletes in and around Western Montana. Martin McCain Woodworks and Design. If you're looking for custom, modern, or mid-century cabinetry and furniture to fit your home, check out Martin's work on Instagram. He's at Martin_McCain_Woodworks over there, and MartinMcCain79 on Pinterest. And you can always friend up with him on Facebook, because if he's doing work for you, it's pretty likely you'll become friends. Facebook.com/MartinMcCainWoodworks. Find is a vintage store located in Missoula, Montana that sells unique finds, antiques, eclectic furniture, and home decor. Currently in transition, Find will reopen its doors at some undetermined date. Gecko Designs. Gecko Designs is a great little design shop specializing in responsive, results-driven web design, and are proud supporters of the arts, hosting First Friday events every month and making sure that the artists receive the full sale amount when they successfully sell a piece of art. GeckoDesigns.com. The Bookstore at the University of Montana. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction. FactandFictionBooks.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. If you are interested in sponsoring Tell Us Something, email me at marc@tellussomething.org. That's marc@tellussomething.org. Podcast production by Mark Moss. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and most especially to the storytellers, Brianna Watkins and Sarah Pace, Melissa Kaplan Silverman and Gabriel Silverman, Mark Moss, Katie Asaro Lapointe, and Michael Lapointe. Remember, your story matters. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story and to learn more. Tellussomething.org.